Self-care for parents and carers. Do I have time for self-care? It can sometimes feel hard to make time for ourselves in between work and home life. Your child will learn about self-care and mindfulness alongside mental well-being in their PHSC curriculum. So this blog is about you and how taking time out of everyday life to focus on yourself alone or with your family can be a real benefit. What does that mean for me as a parent or carer? Self-care for some comes naturally, for others it is harder and we have to remind ourselves to do it on a regular basis. The earlier and more often you practice self-care, the easier it will become part of everyday life. So it is great to include your children in your self-care practice. From a young age, it can help them to cope and adapt to changes and give them the tools to help them face anxieties they may face in the future. It may take some time to feel or see the benefits, but don't give up. Self-care is a skill. And it can help us to prevent some of our problems from getting worse. Remember, if you are ever feeling overwhelmed, talk to your GP. What can I do to practice self-care? Everyone is different, so the key is finding something that works for you. Mine's 5 Ways to Wellbeing or Action for Happiness's 10 Keys to Happiness are both great places to start. Here are some of our own ideas we recommend trying, on your own or as a family. Yoga. This can be great to help us unwind after a busy day, but it's also good for the kids too. YouTube has plenty of free yoga tutorials. We particularly like this one for primary school children and their parents and carers. Reading. Sometimes we underestimate the simplicity of escaping in a good book. But the library is a great way to enjoy books completely free. With 45 libraries and micro-libraries, use Cornwall Council's handy tool to find the one closest to you. Listening to music. Music choices are personal, and what we listen to can affect our mood. Playing calming music with slower tempos can help us to feel relaxed, whereby listening to upbeat music can lift our mood after a difficult day. It might make us want to dance or sing along with the kids. Meditation. This may take a bit of getting used to at first, but meditation is a great way of switching off the stresses of everyday life and focusing on just one thing. For teenagers anxious about sitting exams, meditation can be a great way to unwind before bed. YouTube has a vast number of guided meditations, and we recommend this one for beginners. Screen-free time. The news and everything happening in the world can be stressful at the best of times. Setting screen-free time can help us eliminate unnecessary stress. Most phones have the option to set screen times by automatically turning off selected apps during set times in the day, but still allowing calls to be received. You can set limits, allowing a set amount of screen time in a day, which is great for teenagers, especially during school holidays, where they may be using devices more than usual. Spend time outdoors. Whether that's having a walk with the kids or just some time to yourself in the garden, the sounds, smells and feeling of nature are great for the mind, especially if you spend your day inside the office or the home. Pamper yourself. Most of us are used to giving our children a little treat, whether that be a trip to the cinema or staying up late, maybe buying them a new toy or clothes. But as parents and carers, why do we often feel guilty about spending time or money on ourselves? Don't underestimate the value of going out for that coffee or even just spending time having an extra long bath. Humans are not designed to be alone. We are social creatures and spending quality time with loved ones is a great way to feel good, feel valued and feel connected to other people. Whether that be just chatting over a cuppa, playing a family board game or picking up the phone to a friend, it's important to make time for each other. Asking friends and family how they switch off or practice self-care is also a great idea. We consciously spend time looking after our family's physical well-being. Keeping active and eating well are important, but we don't often give the same attention to mental well-being. Just 30 minutes taken out of your busy day for self-care can really benefit our mental well-being, so try your best to lead by example and demonstrate to your children how important self-care really is.